Yesterday, Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs Rick Sullivan, chair of the Department of Public Utilities Ann Berwick, and other officials announced that their investigation to utilities' response to Tropical Storm Irene and the October 2011 snowstorm warranted $24.8 million in penalties. EEA Secretary Rick Sullivan.
Customers have a right to expect reasonable communications, reasonable responses from the utilities, and after a lengthy investigation and a number of hearings, it was found that the companies had not acted appropriately.
National Grid alone has been penalized $18.7 million for the responses to the storms. The Department of Public Utilities said that it found systematic failures in the way National Grid handled preparations and its response. National Grid was also penalized by the DPU for a response to a snowstorm in December of 2010. Following a request for comment, National Grid said in a statement to WAMC via email, quote, "We have not yet had an opportunity to fully review and evaluate the department's order. We will need some time to evaluate the order fully to consider our options going forward," unquote. However, Boston-based NSTAR and the Western Massachusetts Electric Company have both claimed that they are seeking to appeal the DPU's penalties. Both are owned by Northeast Utilities, which is headquartered in Hartford, Connecticut. NSTAR was fined $4.1 million, while WAMECO has been ordered to pay $2 million. WAMECO is only being fined for their response to the October snowstorm. Secretary Sullivan said that downed power lines and a breakdown of communication with municipalities warrant the penalties.
In the case of Western Mass Electric, their response to the down wires was wholly inadequate. And that is clearly the biggest public safety issue there is when you have down live power lines. The DPU heard from mayors, from police chiefs and fire chiefs and first responders and the public that the communications during that period of time were not good and the response was not good.
Also following a request for comment, spokeswoman for WAMECO Priscilla Ress said that the company would say no more than what was already provided in a press release sent yesterday. In the release, WAMECO President Peter Clark states, quote, "We strongly disagree with the DPU's finding and are disappointed that they have chosen to take this path. We had hoped that the department would follow the evidence showing our response properly addressed priorities created by the storm," unquote. WAMECO said that it restored power to 83% of its customers within its first restoration time estimate with the help of enlisted contractors. For the over 200,000 customers it serves, WAMECO said that 65% were affected by the October snowstorm. They said they received 10,000 calls about downed wires. Because of recent legislation, the $25 million in penalties must be paid by the utilities to the ratepayers. Secretary Sullivan stressed that the money would not go to the state. He also said that the utilities' response to outages associated with Hurricane Sandy was much improved.
They were better prepared. They executed better on the plans. They communicated better. The response times were better. They had, you know, crews on the ground earlier. They had out-of-state contractors here ahead of time. And, you know, as the governor said, you know, we are watching their response. And, you know, if you don't give the appropriate level of response in the beginning, that there are penalties to pay for that.
The utilities were given 30 days to produce a response plan. The DPU also announced that they would investigate modernizing the grid, a review of utility quality standards, investigate rulemaking for the management of trees, and the utilities' response plans, as well as the department's own emergency response guidelines. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.